On this edition of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us about the night he proposed the idea of Yeti caskets at a client dinner, and to his surprise, everything clicked from there.
I sat at dinner at a corporate event a few weeks back and wondered if the conversation could get any stranger. I had suggested that the Yeti Cooler Company start making caskets. I said, "We toss a lot of dead things in Yetis, mostly fish where I live. Why not dead bodies? Why not Yeti caskets? They'd hold up great, and they'd probably be cheaper than the ones the funeral home sells." This triggered a stream of conversation that ultimately did indeed lead the conversation into stranger territory. It had gotten a bit late, and thankfully, the waiter had cleared the many empties off the table so we couldn't count our damage. I didn't know anyone at the table very well other than my wife, and these were my clients. The result? I may have created a lifelong customer. It's rare that such times happen, that you sit with a group of people that you don't know well, and everything clicks in such a way that you feel like you're with old friends. And that's what had happened. We were the last ones in the restaurant. The staff was waiting for us to leave so they could leave. And we were wiping tears of laughter from our eyes as we walked out to the waiting hotel shuttle. My wife and I have recounted the stories from that night many times since. It was so much fun. Years ago, I read in The Economist magazine, The Economist, mind you, that one of the most beneficial uses of conventions and meetings was to get drunk with your colleagues and customers. That no amount of team-building workshops or management seminars does as much good for a group of colleagues or customers than tossing back one or two rounds too many after the meeting's in for the day. The bonding that happens in that time, as you tell your stories and you listen to theirs, cements commitments, forms teams, and develops networks that no amount of the formal stuff could ever duplicate. And I believe it. I've seen it happen, and I've been a participant in a few. And the same is true with friends. You're at a nice dinner party, and something triggers. You're not sure what's happened, but something in the atmosphere has changed. And the next thing you know, you've pushed all the furniture against the wall, turned the music up, and everyone is moving and grooving and dancing and singing and getting down. Those events are rare. They're memorable. And those friends remain close. What is it? What happens? I don't know. But I do know this, you can't plan them. You can't say, tonight we're going to plan to have a spontaneous good time. That won't work. And it puts undue pressure on the event. You cherish them when they happen, though. And you can test the waters a little bit and try to get a read on the room. Toss this one out. I think we should start burying dead people in Yeti coolers and see what happens. Worked for me. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.